Every Monday night in the fall, a small group of folks got together to watch LGBT movies, all in the name of pride. The steering committee of Bloomington's Pride Film Festival is responsible for selecting the films, from feature-length movies to five-minute shorts. It consists of students, faculty, community members, men, women, and folks of all ages. They always have a good time, some good conversations, and always some good pizza.
It's always Avers. There's always beer.
Abby Henkel is a member of the steering committee, and she hosted some of the screenings herself. She appreciates how welcoming Bloomington is to the gay community.
But you can live in the gayest place on earth, and if you don't have a community of people to talk about that with or to just go through that with, it's just not as powerful.
She explains that diversity in the films is just as important as the diversity of the steering committee itself.
I mean, everyone thinks of like cultural representation or something, but we're talking about everything like length of films and what perspectives are represented. And we get movies from lots of different countries and from lots of different types of filmmakers, like students and professionals and people who are just kind of trying it out.
Of the 100 submissions, the committee selected 23 films to screen over 4 days. Some films didn't make it into the festival schedule proper, but are being screened on campus or around the community. That's the case with the documentary Stonewall Uprising. After that viewing, the committee couldn't stop talking about it.
This was right here in my living room. 20 people packed into this room for like 30 minutes after this film, just like talking about filmmaking and also just about the story itself and what it was like to go through that or not go through that and the effects that it has on today.
Then there was Undertow, a movie from Peru that she says is doing especially well on the festival circuit.
That is one where like at the end everyone was silent, not because they had nothing to say, but because they just... Everyone was internalizing it and crying a little, and it was really sweet. It's just amazing. It's a beautiful film.
After the conversations, the committee members fill out forms and rate the movies on things like quality of the plot, technical accomplishments, and something else that's hard to measure.
There's not technically a question on our form that asks, is it gay enough? But like at the end, it's so obvious. People will just be like, it's not gay enough. Nope, not making it in.
The theme of this year's festival is family. It's all relative. Henkel explains that the theme was chosen before the movies were chosen, and that was a big point of contention amongst the committee members. Should all the movies relate somehow to family?
And I think a lot of us decided it doesn't really matter. Also, family is just in every movie. I mean, like, what movie doesn't have a family member or a thought about family or a thought about definition of family?
One film in particular epitomized the idea of family to her. It's a short called Golden Years.
It's about a trans woman, and she is a prostitute, and then there's this guy who I think she's, you know, been working with, but then they stop and they hear this baby crying, and then they take this baby. You see them leaving the bar together, and she leaves her other friends. It's kind of like the Three Kings, where they all, like, give... Three Queens, I guess. They all give a gift to the woman who has the baby, and... I don't know, I still got family from that, you know, like person caring for another person.
Abby Henkel worked as the graduate assistant at the Buskirk Chumley Theater through IU's Arts Administration program. You can check out the complete Pride Film Festival schedule online to see which movies the steering committee ended up selecting and listen to interviews with filmmakers as well. Find out more at wfiu.org/arts.